get that towel out of wherever you've thrown it and let's keep going. Because what you want to do is you want to really use that Jan 1 energy because it is such great energy. All right, everyone. I cannot fucking believe we are about at the end of the year. The wildest shit. Like, where has the year gone? I don't understand. Whatever. We all think the same, so I'm not going to go into that. What I will quickly say is that if you don't have the New Year's Eve bundle, you want to get it. I'm telling you, you want to get it. I love what I did in this masterclass for you guys. I love the energy in it. I love the fact that I did this for the first time after I manifested meeting my man, getting engaged, moving house, buying my first house. Like, so much stuff happened in the year that I record, like the year, like the 12 months prior to me recording it, like absolutely wild, out of this world. And I give you really tangible, exact things to do. Like, I'm showing you on your phone what to do. Really, really tangible, really, really basic, really easy, but also really advanced. Like, it's very easy to implement, like basic to implement, but also really advanced at the same time. Not shit that you're going to read out of the book. Okay. So if you are wanting just like a one-stop shop, everything to do, packaged really well to be able to manifest everything that you want to manifest next year. And more importantly, people forget this, to set yourself up now to move into that new year and really harness the new year energy, you want to get the bundle. So today's episode, I'm going to give you guys three manifestation tips to not forget as you prepare for next year. Because what people will do, and they'll make this mistake, is they will waste the time that you have right now. We're still in 2023. We still have like, I don't know, a week to go or something. Depends when this comes out. I think this comes out like a few days before the end of the year. But anyway, we still have a few days left. Guys, miracles are possible. Miracles are the norm. Like, any, you know, in the holiday, anything can happen. Like, anything can happen in the next few days. You have to believe that. So what people will sometimes do is they will throw in the towel between now and the end of the year, or even earlier in December. Maybe you've already thrown in the fucking towel, right? Get that towel out of wherever you've thrown it and let's keep going. Because what you want to do is you want to really use that Jan 1 energy because it is such great energy. Look, I am all for start the goal the next second. You don't have to wait till January 1st. You don't have to wait till Monday. You don't have to wait until like the first of the month. You don't need to do that. You can start a goal whenever you want. And I'm also not going to deny the very, very real like energy portal that we get on December 31st and January 1st. And it does feel like this fresh new start, this fresh new you. It feels like that. And so I don't want you to deny that for yourself. And what's important is to kind of set yourself up with a really good runway so that you can take off on Jan 1. But if you don't make a good runway, you ain't taking off on Jan 1. You're back in the building phase. Like, no, you want to have done the building in December, so you're flying on January 1st, right? So now is the period of time to be taking action steps and building that really strong momentum so that come January 1, you have got a lot of clarity and you already are that future version of yourself. So now you're flying. You're not trying to clean shit up from last year, right? Clean shit up from last year now, right? You're cleaning up stuff now so that 2024 can be amazing. So let's go into the first point that I want to give you guys. And these are reminders. I have really, really great episodes on manifestation, like so many good episodes on manifestation. I don't want to just keep saying the same shit to you guys. So please make sure that you go to the podcast directory. Olivia will link it below. And all you need to do is control F, search manifestation. You'll go to that section of manifestation and then you can binge listen to all those episodes, especially this time of the year. Give yourself some good energy as we go into the new year. Okay, so the first thing is the law of action. Everybody focuses on the law of attraction. People forget the law of action. So the law of attraction, right? It's like attracting in what it is that you want. You're matching that vibrational frequency, like attracts like, et cetera, et cetera. Then you have the law of action. And the law of action is basically that you need to take action in order for things to come to you. If you're just like, oh, I want a man to come and sweep me off my feet, but you're not leaving the house, it's like, okay, well, yeah, he could come and like be the electrician and then that could happen. That's totally possible. But you're also not opening up many avenues for that to come through. You want to open up as many avenues as possible for your manifestation to come through. So if you're not taking very many action steps, you're not really allowing it to come through with a lot of ease. You're really pigeonholing yourself and like bottlenecking yourself. So the law of action can be done in many different ways, right? I want you to think about what action steps you can take towards a manifestation that you want, or taking some action steps about cleaning up a manifestation that you wanted to obtain this year. Don't forget your manifestations that you wrote down on Jan 1 at the beginning of this year. They're not hopeless, right? You haven't run out of time. In fact, it's actually better if you can clean the manifestations up that you wrote down on your list this year and put some energy behind them instead of just like throwing them off, forgetting about them and like rejecting them and abandoning them and then just moving on to the next year, right? So actually, it could be really nice for you to go through your list this year and think about what action steps you could be taking to clean up or finish up or close the loop on some of the manifestations that you wanted to achieve and have in your life by this time right now listening to this episode. Okay. So what steps could you take to be that next version of you, right? That next level version of him or that next level version and become her, right? You guys know I talk about like him and her. So if we're talking about him and her, how does he show up for work? How does he walk? How does she dress? How does she exercise, right? There's so many different things. How do you spend your day? So what things can you be doing now at this time of the year to start to build momentum using the law of action, not just the law of attraction, especially if you're kind of like mentally fatigued? That law of attraction can sometimes feel really hard to like sit and visualize and like raise your energy and whatnot. It's like, oh my God, I do not have the energy to raise my energy in this meditation right now. So what I find can be really nice is to just go into action, because the action is then actually changing your vibration anyway. So that action piece, that law of action for your manifestation starts to change your vibration so that you can attract in what it is that you want to attract in. Okay. So other action steps could be actually doing the journaling. I've got a new mantra PDF guide for 2024. Like, get the mantras and start saying them, start writing them down, making a Pinterest board, you know, meditating. That's an action step, taking the action and meditating, right? I have so many meditations on my website, and I also did an incredible meditation early this year. We'll link it below. It was like a quantum manifestation meditation. And actually, my cousin texted me yesterday, and she's not into this shit at all. And she's like, hey, how's dresses going? Also, by the way, I did that meditation that you posted on your stories the other day, which was this podcast one. And she's like, all this, and then she listed out everything that's happened in the last 4 days. She's like, what the actual fuck? That's all she sent me. And I was like, lol, I need to reply to her. But for you guys as well, like, you guys are into this stuff. So if she is not into this stuff in terms of like, she's not really woo-woo, she doesn't really get it, and I love her for it. And she did it and she got those things. Imagine what you guys are going to get for those things, right? And that was a free meditation on my podcast. So you can scroll back and get that. And I also have a bunch of really great meditations on my website as well that you can download and get that are absolutely incredible. So there are so many little action steps that you can be taking that literally cost $0. But if you're not taking those action steps, you're not serious about what it is that you want. You're not serious about finishing off this year strong, and you're sure as shit not serious about next year then. If people throw the towel in of what they have now, it's like this lack of gratitude. If you give up now, you're not putting good energy out there for next year. You want to finish strong for this year and show up like you bloody mean it. Not just be like, oh, rejecting this year and I'll just wait for the next. If you're serious about scaling your business or about, you know, doing less in your business and actually being able to like enjoy motherhood in your business, for example, but you aren't investing in your business or investing in like the things that are going to help you get there, you're not that serious about it. Like, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not, like, it's cute that you're saying that, but you're not serious about it because you're not taking the action steps. And maybe you're telling yourself, oh, I'll do it February next year. No, you won't. I'm sorry, but no, you won't. Right? And there is nothing more empowering at this time of the year than doing the things that you've kept putting off, like buying the ticket, getting the feminine CEO, like whatever it is that you're doing, buying the New Year's Eve bun, like whatever it is that you're putting off, whether it's something else unrelated to me. There is nothing more empowering than actually finally saying yes to yourself at this time of the year, because imagine the energy. Think of the energy that that then brings into the next year. That's some potent energy. Just remember this, ladies and gentlemen, when you invest in yourself, what you're doing energetically is you are saying, I'm ready for this next level. I'm deserving of this next level. I want to receive this next level. You are opening yourself up to actually being able to receive the next level. Your vibration completely changes when you invest in yourself. And because of the law of attraction and the law of action, in this new vibration, this new frequency of I deserve this and I'm worthy of this and I'm showing up for this, things start coming into your life. I can't tell you year after year. I mean, I've had my business for absolute years. Every single year, there are so many women that will say to me, we haven't even started working together yet, but I cannot tell you the shit that I've manifested and I haven't even tried from the period of where I bought Queen Alchemy or the ticket to whatever and now. And it's literally wild. It doesn't surprise me anymore. I'm like so used to it. But do you know what it's from? It's because of the way that it shifts your energy and it's because of the way that it shifts the way that you think about yourself. You're now saying that you believe in yourself, that you deserve this, that you actually want it. You're not just saying like, oh yeah, it would be cute to want. You're like, no, I want this and I'm having it, right? It isn't just an idea anymore because you've taken that action step. So you're claiming it for yourself and you're moving into that energy of momentum and action and things are actually then moving. And because things are moving, things then start to come into your life. So the next thing is the next thing to do, like the three steps, right? I've given you step number one, which is the law of action and getting really into that. Step number two is what beliefs, feelings, or experiences do you need to let go of so that you can have the space to call in what you want and have the desire in your mind to then manifest. So if you have things that you're holding on to that you need to let go of because that's blocking you from your manifestation, you need to let go of them. So it's all well and good to be like, I want this. But if you feel like if you got that, you would get in trouble, you ain't gonna get it. Or if you got that, then you'd be seen and then people would shame you and be jealous of you and blah, blah, blah. Then you won't get that. Right? Or if you manifest, you know, your dream partner, then you're going to lose yourself in the relationship, like we spoke about in last week's episode, then you're not going to get that. Okay. So what things do you need to let go of? And you can just be journaling this, everyone. This can be something that you're just journaling of what do I need to let go of? What am I deciding to let go of so that I can have the space to call in what it is that I want? So write down everything like you fucking mean it, that you are letting go of internally, externally, from a physical standpoint, from a mental standpoint, from an emotional standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. And then the last thing is to set your energy up for success. I know that this time of year can be a lot, right? Travel is stressful. Being around your family can feel like a lot. You're having less sleep. There's more drinking. There's more socializing. There's less time for you. There's less time for exercise. There's less routine. I mean, look at my bags right now, right? I get it. But can you set yourself up for success? Can you protect your energy? Can you take 20 minutes to set your morning up? Can you move your body and get stagnant energy out? Can you communicate your needs to your partner? Can you go for walks in the morning to get good circulation and to calm your nervous system and to get a bit of exercise rather than going to a HIIT class and just stressing yourself out? Yeah, you got some good exercise in, but you didn't actually reduce stress and it's a really stressful time. Remember in regards to stress for this time of the year, everyone, we're going off manifestation. This is important because in order for you to manifest, you got to be in alignment and your health has to be good. Remember with stress, when you are really, really stressed and that comes with this time of the year, right? Emotional stress is included, physical stress, travel stress, less sleep, more sugar, more alcohol. All those things are adding stress to your body. All right. So everyone is under more stress right now. Even if you're happy, even if you're spending all this time with friends, that's great. But your body is also under stress. What you don't want to then do is add more stress onto your plate by starving yourself for a day because you ate a lot the next day, or going to crazy HIIT classes, or like going for 10 kilometer runs to like burn X amount of calories. Don't do those things. If you are somebody that struggles with your mindset around your body and your health this time of the year, I would really urge you to listen to part one and part two of the Fundamentals of Whole Body Health. I recently did these podcast episodes because it will really help you to understand that reducing your stress is everything for your digestive system, for your health, for like puffiness, for water retention, for your like bloating, for any of those kind of symptoms that you're dealing with, okay? I know that marketing makes us think that the solution to all of the alcohol and the food and whatever is to exercise more and to eat less on the days that you're not with family and whatnot. That is the worst thing that you can do for yourself. And not just like mentally the worst thing that you can do for yourself. You will not lose weight by doing that. If you're trying to lose weight, you will not even maintain your weight. You will gain weight by doing that. You will put your body in such a state of unconscious or conscious, you might feel it, stress, that it's going to cause your thyroid to slow down. Your adrenals are going to be firing. Your inflammation is going to be up. Your digestive system isn't going to be working as well. Long story short, you are going to be holding on to weight, right? Your nervous system is going to be fucking jacked. You are not going to be losing weight or keeping your normal body weight, okay? So I think I've sent an email out about this last time. Sorry, this time last year. So I'll try and find it and resend it to you guys. It probably already has gone out by the time this podcast has come out. So if you didn't get the email that I sent, let's say like around this time last week, I'm obviously recording this episode in advance. We're going to put the link below for you to get the email if you need it. And then you can read the email, okay? Otherwise, you got it in your inbox. If you sign up to my newsletter, you got it in your inbox like sometime last week about the things to do to set yourself up for success during this period of time, right? So relaxing your nervous system, meditating, walking, not pushing yourself ridiculously in workouts, reducing inflammation through the food that you're eating, like not obviously when you're at family's houses and you can't control the food, but when you're back at home, right? Making sure that you're drinking plenty of lemon water, making sure that you're taking your supplements, you are sleeping more when you can sleep. You know, I shared with you guys the wine that I've been loving. So any Americans that don't want to drink the wine in America that's got 70 plus additives that they don't need to disclose on the label, Aveline has been a game changer for me. I can drink a glass and not feel horrendously disgusting, especially because around this time of the year, it is just nice for some of us to have a little bit of a glass of wine. And I'm talking like, I was at a dinner the other night. I had a quarter of a glass of wine. I'm just like sipping away at it, but it was nice. It was nice for me. Another brand that I have seen is Dry Farm Wines, Dry Wine Farms. We'll get the links and we'll put them below for you guys in the episode. So if you need that, that can be helpful, especially if we're around New Year's time. All right. So let me recap with your three things so that you know what to do. Number one, the lure of action. And in that lure of action, get the New Year's Eve bundle, $133 if you haven't already gotten it. Number two is what beliefs, feelings, or experiences do you need to let go of? And then number three is setting your energy up for success, right? So what can you do to set yourself up for success every single day for the rest of the year and for next year and just during this busy season of the year so that you can feel the most aligned. All right. Okay. I hope that you guys all have a beautiful rest of your holiday season. I will see you guys next year. And I'm recording these episodes a little bit in advance, like I said. So if there's anything added that we wanted to put in the episodes that I didn't get to when I recorded it, they're going to be in the description. So make sure that you just check the description because there might be some new things in there. And also just keep checking your emails because that's going to be how I'm communicating with you guys over this period of time whilst I'm off work. Instagram stories, yes, a little bit, but I'm really going to try and stay off socials, and just reduce how much I'm on them. So I really am going to be sending you guys more emails with like what I did today or like that kind of cute stuff instead of putting it on my stories. Okay. All right. I will see you guys soon. Thank you for listening. And I hope that you have a lovely rest of your holiday season.